Revelation chapter 9.
The fifth angel sounded his trumpet. I saw a star which had fallen to the ground from the sky. The star was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. The star opened the shaft of the bottomless pit. Smoke came up from the shaft like the smoke from a great oven. The smoke from the shaft made the sun and the air dark. Grasshoppers came out of the smoke and went into the world. They were given power, like that of scorpions on earth. They were told not to hurt the grass of the earth, any green plant, or any tree. They could only hurt those who did not have God's seal on their foreheads. They were not allowed to kill them, only to torture them for 5 months. The pain they suffered was like that of a scorpion when it stings someone. During that time, people will look for death, but they won't find it. They will want to die, but death will run away from them. The grasshoppers looked like horses prepared for war. They had crowns like gold on their heads. Their faces looked like the faces of people. They had hair like the hair of women. Their teeth were like lions' teeth. They had chests like iron breastplates. The sound of their wings was like the roar of many horses and chariots running into battle. Their tails were like the tails of scorpions. They had stingers in them, with the power to hurt human beings for 5 months. They had a king over them. He was an angel from the bottomless pit. In Hebrew, his name is Abaddon. In Greek, he has the name of Apollyon. One horror has gone. But listen, there are still two more to come. The sixth angel sounded his trumpet. I heard a voice coming from the corners of the golden altar, which is in the presence of God. It said to the sixth angel with the trumpet, "You must release the four angels. They have been bound at the great river Euphrates." So the four angels were released. They had been prepared for this exact hour, of this exact day, of this exact month, of this exact year, to kill one-third of mankind. The number of soldiers on horses was 200 million. I overheard that number. In the same way, in my vision, I saw the horses and their riders. Their chest plates were fiery red, yellow like sulfur, and dark blue. The heads of the horses were like the heads of lions. Fire, smoke, and sulfur came out of their mouths. One-third of mankind was killed by these three plagues, the fire, the smoke, and the sulfur that came out of their mouths. The power of the horses was in their mouths and in their tails. Their tails had heads on them like snakes. They could use them to hurt people. Some people were not killed by these plagues. They did not change their hearts about the things that they had made with their hands, false gods made of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, things which cannot see, hear, or walk. These people did not stop worshiping demons either. They were not sorry about their murders, their black magic, the sexual sins that they had committed, or their robberies.